The hierarchy rule can explain a number of interesting semantic cases. Like, for example, in sentence 7, the key doesn't turn. You can get the idea that the key is turning on its own as it takes the position of the subject. In reality, in real situation, there is the agent who is trying to turn the key. And accordingly, the semantic formula for the verb to take, which comprises agent and theme, features agent. But as the agent doesn't surface in the sentence structure, in its absence, the subject position is taken by the theme. Likewise, the hierarchy rule explains why sentences 8, 9, and 10 are semantically related. Though they are different structurally, their meaning is determined by the semantics of the verb to open, which subcategorizes such arguments as agent, theme, instrument. Though the noun phrase the key has different structural positions in these three sentences, it has the same semantic role. And it shifts its position according to the hierarchy pattern described above. Agent outranks instrument and theme in subject accessibility, sentence 8. Instrument outranks theme, sentence 9. And theme can take subject position only when both agent and instrument are absent, sentence 10.